I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline. If you're new here, welcome, welcome. If you've been here, welcome back. We're happy you're back.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome. It's the first welcome, you know?
So true.
It's not a welcome back. It's like, we're happy you're here. We hope you stay here.
Why does that sound like a sorority? Like, we're so happy you're finally here. But yeah, podcast, this is it. You've made it. You found it. You're in the right spot. Like, starting an episode is so weird. Like, I know what I'm going to say for the next hour, but it's just like...
No, the first 3 minutes.
The first three minutes are just so... They're like, hi.
Hey. We just hit record. We have no, like, opening plan. We're like, we have the whole episode. We know what we're talking about. But it's the first 5 minutes that I'm like...
well, we can't tell you everything we're going to talk about, but also, like, we have stuff to talk about.
And I'm anyway, like, I know so I'm talking to some people who really know us, and I know I'm talking to some people who have never been here before. So I'm like, who do I address?
You.
You. Welcome.
Okay. So we're going to be talking about goal setting and, like, talking about it in a new fashion than I guess we have before. I did realize this morning, like, the word goals is, like, in the name of this shit. Girls, so maybe goals. This episode is contradictory, but, like...
But not necessarily. I feel like it's, like, an open conversation about goal setting. The good, the bad, the why, the how, the who, the when.
So true.
The positive,
okay,
the negative.
Okay. So step number one is, if you're not already doing so, social media... Follow us at Catherine Kaneen, at Caroline Kaneen, at Girls with Goals Pod. That's across all the boards, TikTok and Instagram, all of them.
I definitely would be following the podcast account now because I feel like in the next couple of months, like, we're going to have some exciting things to share on there.
So highs, lows, and goals, that's how we start the episodes.
My high, because this has been the first, like, full week back at school, honestly, like, I'm feeling so confident in my school and my major and the things that I'm, like, learning. Like, I feel like I made a really good choice of school and of major, which I feel like is kind of rare, so I'm just kind of feeling, like, grateful for that, because I don't know, like, I sit down in every class and I'm, like, genuinely very interested in what I'm learning. It's, like, feels like things that I'm passionate about. Like, I'm excited to learn about it. I'm excited to take notes about it, and I feel like also everything that I'm learning is very applicable to the things that I do, like, as an international business major, like, I don't know, like, I want to travel, but also business in general, like, learning about marketing and being able to, like, think about that directly into, like, my personal brand in the podcast, and just, like, learning about finance and negotiation as I'm, like, negotiating brand deals and doing those sorts of things. Like, everything that I'm learning is very interesting to me because it's very applicable to, like, everything that I'm doing and trying to do, like, in my career and in this kind of life. And so I feel like I'm, like, I'm just always genuinely really excited about the things that I'm learning. And I also feel like Northeastern as a school, having, like, an internship program, having a lot of study abroad, having flexibility, like, I don't know, I'm just feeling like I'm actually in a place that is a really good fit for me, which feels good. And you?
My high, I feel like it's borderline comes from the same place, but I feel like life hasn't felt, I don't know, like, not to say, like, COVID again, but I feel like life has been so weird and it hasn't felt like real life or, like, moving at the pace of real life. But I feel like the past couple weeks it has, in a kind of, like, monotonous, kind of boring way, but, like, in a good way. You know what I mean? Like, I've just been doing my little daily tasks and following my schedule and, like, that's it. That's, like, what I'm doing when I feel like I haven't really had a flowing lifestyle, like, day-to-day plan like that since, like, high school. Like, it gives, the energy is, like, my sophomore year of high school, like, winter. If that makes sense to anyone else.
Yeah.
But it makes sense to me. Like, it's just, like, you do your things during the day and then you, like, do them again and it's, you like them and, like, it's fun. I don't know.
No, I honestly, I feel the same way because I feel like we have had, like, a long kind of lull without having, like, a lot of external responsibilities and accountability, like, of, like, having to go to actual classes, having to, like, submit assignments at certain times, like, having to do that, and then also kind of try to manage your own life and things. So I feel like it honestly is exciting, even, like, having a lot of things to do and feeling busy, like, feeling busy when you're feeling like you're actually excited about the things that you're busy about and you're, like, on top of your shit, like, that's such a good feeling.
Right.
Kind of just makes you realize what you're capable of. Kind of vibe.
Okay, and then my low is that I have been doing so much and that I've been so busy and have been so exhausted and, like, my body physically is so tired from, like, working out harder. I feel like when you do more, you do more. Like, it's just exponential. So, like, workouts are wildin' and my body is so sore that I physically can't sit still. Like, last night I was trying to study. It was, like, I don't know, 3 p.m. I'm like, I could go to sleep right now. Like, I'm like, couldn't sit still. And then I, like, somehow it was 10:30 and I'm like, still studying, and I'm like,
just were you really studying that late?
And jitter. Yeah,
I was gonna say that I feel like you have, or like both of us have been on like a good sleep schedule, like going to bed early. Like I've been trying to not work after dinner and anything at all, and like wind down. I thought you were kind of on the same, but maybe last night was just different.
Well, I've been on the like I wake up at 5 and go to sleep at like 9:30, 10. So it's pretty solid. I know, I'm always like, oh, I went to sleep so late last night, and then it's like 10.
Right.
Literally 10, and I'm like, that's so embarrassing. Well, embarrassing.
It's helping us out because our roommate, Anna, is a nursing major, and she's working at a hospital right now, and so her hours on days that she works are like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so she'll come home, and she literally will go to bed at like 9 p.m. because she's so exhausted.
No, the entire household is on like a 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. schedule. So now the whole,
like, all three of us are on our, like, 6 a.m. wake up, like 9 to 10 go to bed, and like that's just the routine that we're all on, and yes, it kind of helps, like it flows together, like we have dinner together and then we all just wind down and go to bed.
Yesterday
wake up and do it again.
She was waking up for work and I was like on my way out the door, like she like walked out of her door and I'm like walking out of my door. It's like 5 in the morning, it's pitch black dark.
Okay, well my low is just that I've been going to the gym at the wrong times. Some days, like,
straight up the literal worst times. Like, you know not to go to the gym at 5 p.m.
Yeah, like,
that's
on
rule number one.
On days when I don't have morning classes, like, I've been going at a good, like, 8 a.m. But then on days, like, I have a couple days in the week where I have 8 a.m. classes, and then they go all day, and then I've been going in the afternoon, and it's impossible to get a workout in because the school gym is just absolutely so crowded. So I think that next week my goal is to try to, on those morning class days, like, just get up early and really get to it in the morning so that I can actually have time and space in the gym.
Well, I just, my days have been so packed that I haven't been able to, like, go for a nice walk, take a little break.
Yeah.
Or when I do, like, the other day I went and I fully was, like, having to manually move my legs because I was in so much pain. I was so sore. I was, like, if I could, if it was socially acceptable, I would, like, be picking it up and putting down my leg. Like, it was so bad. I took a one walk around the block. Like, I went to Whole Foods and back. It is 2 minutes away. It took me 45 minutes. And then, God forbid, I have to, like, walk up our stairs to get to the apartment. I'm, like, huffing and puffing, like, grunting up the stairs because I fully just can't move. It's kind of fun.
No, yeah, get yourself for a long walk, especially when the weather is nice right now. Before it gets too cold, like, you gotta be getting outside. I want to, like, sit in the park sometime next week if I can do that. Just, like, sit in the park, listen to music, read a book.
I know, how did I have so much, like, I had time to do that. But, like, the past few days, I genuinely, like, yesterday, 5 a.m. till 10:30 p.m., I was doing something every second of the day. Like, actively engaged in something, and I, like, didn't have time to even finish everything.
Well, try to go for a walk or, like, get a good break today or something.
Yeah. We'll see. Okay, so this episode's about goal setting. We've talked about, I mean, girls with goals, like I said, like, the, it's in the name. Like, we have goals. I think my has, okay, I was just talking about this. Sometimes when I have to, like, introduce the fact that I have a podcast or, like, explain the podcast to someone new, I, like, borderline get embarrassed being like, oh, it's called Girls with Goals. Because in this space, in this niche, like, if you're looking for this, like, it's comfortable, makes sense, it's like, you get the vibe. But saying that to someone who has no idea anything or is, like, not interested in it and is just interested in, like, oh, you have a podcast, that's cool, like, oh, learning about you, that's cool, not actually like, oh, I love health and wellness content, and you say Girls with Goals, then they're like, what the fuck?
What do you mean? Like, you I'm think just, it's not in my explanatory head, I'm like, oh, of, like, what it is?
No, I think it absolutely is, but, like, in, because, like, love the name for the show. I feel like it's very fitting.
I think it's, like, a perfect podcast name for, like,
but
what
whenever I have to tell someone, I, like, stutter and hesitate and I get super embarrassed, I'm like, Girls with Goals.
No, I totally understand. I'm like, it, like, slightly, like, sounds cheesy, but I think, but that, like, in the podcast context, like,
no, in the context, it,
and it's
perfect.
Like, a strong name. Like, I
but
love the
me
alliteration.
Sitting I'm in my business lecture, like, business model innovation, it's like, you have to, we're going around the room day one and, like, say a fun fact. My fun fact is, like, oh, I have a podcast. I'm gonna give nothing more. Like, and then something like, oh, what's it called? Or, like, what's about? And then I have to sit in my lecture in front of everyone and be like, Girls with Goals. And then they're like, oh. They're not actually, like, no one thinks that, but in my head, I'm like, people are.
I think podcast names in general are a little, like, silly. Because it just, you're not gonna put it just under your name. Like, everything else I do is just under my name. But if I was just, like, the Caroline Kinnean podcast, no one would know what they're getting from that.
Right. You really gotta, like, hone in on it.
So what are you getting from this? Well, today you're getting a conversation about goal setting.
Because in my head, there's so much backstory into the, like, the name. Because when I say goals, I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah. We'll get into, like, this is the whole episode. But sometimes I'm like, fuck that. Like, who, like, shut up about goals. Literally shut up about goals. Because we've always been told to set goals and to have goals. And sorry, but it's really fucking annoying. Like, goal setting in school, I remember in, like, middle school, or quite literally every semester of every grade of school I've ever been in, we've, like, sat down and planned out our, like, SMART goals or our goals for the semester, our goals in life. And then what do you do with that? Absolutely nothing. Quite literally not a singular thing. Like, and then there's just, there's so much pressure to, like, have these tangible milestones constantly, have it, like, written down, planned out. But that's so different from actually doing things and actually, like, genuinely having a goal. Because if you're sitting in school or, like, at work, you have a meeting with your boss and you're like, oh, here's, like, plan out 5 goals you want to see in the next year. Yeah, then you have to, like, scrounge up and search for things or, like, put words maybe to what you want or put tangible, like, steps to get there, which I, good, great, obviously that's, there's benefits to that. But sometimes you just gotta shut up and do it. And I used to get so irritated, and I'm obviously still getting irritated with, like, having goals, because borderline they're stupid. Because you spend so much time conceptualizing and planning and thinking about what you want to do instead of doing it. I feel like you just over compartmentalize and, like, over detail it. And it just gets to a point where then you don't care anymore about it. Like, because if you're forced to write it down and overthink and overdo anything, if there's the pressure there and there's the, like, need to, you know, separate maybe the idea from the actual doing of it, then you just don't do a single thing. You just, like, it just goes away. It's just, like, no.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I think the forced goals where you're, like, it gets rid of the, like, the intuition and the actual passion and drive of, like, doing that and having a goal, because it's, like, goals that you're actually going to follow through with.
You don't need to write them down.
Well,
sorry.
Well, I think there's benefits to it, but what I'm saying is the goals that you're actually going to follow through with are not forced ones where somebody says, sit down and map out 5 goals right now. It's the things that you actually feel a drive to do and feel motivated to do and, like, have an intuition in your life to do. And then you can set, like, actual numbers and milestones and things to it, but for the most part, it's things that you just personally feel driven to do, whether it is for work or whether it is, like, a personal change or growth. I think that, like, there's such a benefit to goal setting and having goals in general, like, really move your life forward and help you feel accomplished. But it's that forced, planned goal setting where you're not really just, like, thinking about it and moving towards it intuitively yourself when you're, like, in a classroom and you have to, like, write a SMART goal about something that you know you're actually not going to do and don't want to do, you know?
Right. I mean, and honestly, like, I have this one vivid memory of, like, 8th grade, like, writing class. And we had to, like, go on this in-depth, like, 10-page paper on all of our SMART goals. And, like, they go through all of the different letters and, like, categories and subcategories and, like, detail this goal. And what was the goal? Something I pulled out of my ass just because we're doing it for a grade. Like, it was probably, like, write XYZ or, like, use alliteration more in my writing, and then I have to set, like, a SMART goal on how I'm going to accomplish it when I do not give a shit about this goal. So I'm doing it because it's what someone else wants to hear or whatever, and I'm not going to do a single thing with it. Or if we had to, like, do a little check-in, what do? You make it up. You make up that you're, like, actively working towards it or that you're following the steps because you genuinely don't care. But you're forced to, and there's so much pressure to have those goals. And I think that exists in the real world, just, like, societal pressures to do so. Not saying in the real world, like, out and about, you're going to be asked to, like, submit a paper on your goals. But there is pressure to, like, have things and always be working towards some concrete thing that you could talk about or, like, write down. Like, you know, something that's so real and detailed and specific, and I don't think that needs to be the case. And honestly, like, my apathy or recent apathy towards goal setting And a lot of it came out in the, if you guys listened to the episode about you don't need to change, like, borderline same fundamental ideas here, is that the pressure to always have a goal that you're working towards, a set in stone, tangible, like, black and white type goal, is overwhelming mm-hmm. and unnecessary. Don't get me wrong, like, I'm the type of person that I will, for fun, on, like, a Wednesday night after one minor inconvenience, like, sit down and replan my entire life down to the detail, like, all the details. But, like, that's for fun. Like, I'll do it for fun, not actually because I'm going to do it. But you know what I mean? Like, do other people do that?
And I have a tendency to, like, overplan and overdo those things.
Right, and it's fun. But in a way
that I will not follow through with that. If I
will never once look back at that document.
Exactly. The number of times that I've overplanned, like, here's every single TikTok that I'm going to make for the next month, blah, 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 and you leave no room for flexibility or intuition or just things flowing
in and out of your life. Intuition is key there. Like, we'll talk about that in a second.
Then you don't follow through when there's no space in that plan and when the goal has to be so solidified with specific dates and specific numbers that it's hard to just, like, live it.
When it becomes, like I said, black and white, or, like, mm-hmm. success or failure and anything in between doesn't exist type of thing.
Yeah.
That's when it's borderline stupid.
Well,
and
I, like,
borderline, like, shut up about it when everything is that goal. Because to have, like, a few goals or one offer, like, when it matters to actually have those set in stone, like, detailed step-by-step goals if you're trying to achieve something specific by a specific date,
mm-hmm.
go for it. But if you're doing everything, trying to do everything to that degree and in that fashion, like, it's not going to work and it's not going to be enjoyable and it's not going to be worth it.
Well, I like what you said about black and white, because I think that that's where we go wrong with a lot of things, but I think that that's where the goal setting can go wrong, because in general, like, I think that you need to have goals. I think you need to have long-term and short-term goals. But it's that, one, forced nature of some of them, but also that black and white. And I think about that a lot, whereas, like, my goals in life, if someone was, like, tell me your goals in life right now, I would, like, because I know that I have so many visions and I know that I have so many goals, but I don't necessarily have these concrete, in 5 years, I need to be here. How it's always been for me is I know a lot of different things that I would be really excited to achieve and that I want to see myself achieve at some point. And I know the overall vibe of who I want to be and how I want my life to be, but I don't necessarily want to force myself into a specific path on each of those, because I want to leave room for life to just be life and to come as it is. And so what it looks like for me a lot of the time is, like, kind of having this overall vision of who I want to be and different things that I want in my life, what I want my life to look like, what I want my life to feel like. And I have different ideas of things that could bring that for me, whether it's, like, right now in this moment, or whether it's, like, a career path and achievements and family life and things like that down the line. But I don't want to write right now a 5-year path for the future and set all that in stone, because there's so many things that I don't know. And so many things that are out of my control, and so many things that I don't know are going to come to me in the future that are going to change what I want and how I want to achieve them.
Or just natural, you change your mind. Exactly. Like, you're supposed to. You're supposed to, like, be contradictory and, like,
yeah. And so
live your life.
For me, it's like I'm such, like, an achieving person, and I would say I have so many goals, but I really try not to put super strict concrete goals, because I'm learning that I do well and, like, function a lot better when I have things that I'm working towards. But I think that almost having, like, too concrete of things can stop me from doing it and can be too debilitating. And, like, for example,
because there's too much pressure.
I've been growing my Instagram and building my Instagram for the past 2 years. 100K is, like, a huge milestone that I know I will reach someday. But there's a lot of reasons why it is out of my control exactly when that is going to happen. And if I put pressure on myself that, like, by January 1st, 2023, I have to be at 100K, it could almost frustrate me and stop me from making any progress if I can't get there, right? Because mm-hmm. it's like getting from where I'm at now to 80K is a huge achievement and a huge jump. But if I told myself I have to be at 100 by this time, then I would see even the progress that I made as a not good enough, as a not there. So it would stop me from seeing the wins in the progress in every step that I'm taking, just if I couldn't achieve this specific raw goal at that exact specific time. Whereas I would rather look at it as like, I know that if I keep showing up and working hard and doing what I'm doing and having these, you know, little tasks and goals that I do every day, that 100K is a long-term goal, but I don't need to know exactly when or how I'm going to get there.
I think it also, this is like my main, when I started this episode, kind of planning the rough outline, all I had up until last night was, why do we set goals? Because they add spice to life. Like, that's all I had, and honestly, that was enough for me to go off of. Like, I could talk about that forever. But when you, like Karen was saying, overplan and go that route, it takes the spice out of it. Like, it takes the fun out of it. It takes the interest out of it. It takes the meaning out of it, whatever. And if you want to get into, like, meaning of life stuff, like, the meaning of life in my book is to look hot and do whatever you want. And I think that can be applied to everything. Give me a goal of yours.
Feel hot, maybe.
No, be hot.
Be hot. Feel yeah. hot.
Give me a goal of yours.
See, I just told you it's hard for me to define a goal when I actually have it.
Give the vibe.
A goal of mine is to, like a certain number of, like, audience for the podcast per week. Like I want to get, like, X number of streams weekly on the podcast.
Okay. Number one, that's doing what you want because this is what you're interested in. That's what you're going to do. And that's where you're putting your energy and, like, building something.
Mm-hmm.
Because bottom line, like, this podcast, yes, it has purpose. Yes, it's a career. Yes, it's blah, blah, blah. Fundamentally, like, it's just fun and we like to do it. Like, that's what makes it what it is. And that's why we keep coming back every week and, like, putting our energy into it. Because it's what we want to do. The be hot part of it, that's just a term. It's feeling like you're aligned with yourself. Feeling like you're doing something. Feeling like you're leveling up. Feeling like you're good. Like, that all embodies.
You're excited to show up as you are. Like, as the person you are, you feel hot.
Yeah. You're confident. You're successful. Like, it's that energy. And that energy, being hot has nothing to do with, like, what you look like. It's how you present, and that has so many different facets. So that's the part. So, like, any goal, if you can adapt it to, like, being hot and doing what you want. Like, genuinely, that's what, like, that's the energy. Like, sorry, but life isn't that deep. Like, it's really not that deep. So, like, goals don't have to be that deep and pressure-filled. Like, they can just be as they are, what they are, and, like, you don't need to overthink them, borderline.
Another thing about kind of the long-term strict goals where I feel like it can almost stop you from achieving and reaching, and it's such a fine line, because when I say, like, long-term strict goals, I'm like, I have long-term goals. Like I said, like, I have a long-term vision and I have those things. But if I had it set in stone, like, exactly this is what I want to do with my career, exactly this, then I'm just thinking, like, even classes that I'm going to now in college, like, when I'm learning something new and I'm interested in something new and it's, like, piquing my interest, if I had a set-in-stone plan of, like, this is what I have to do in 5 years, I might almost stop myself from learning something new or, like, throwing that spice, you know, finding that spice in my life or whatever with something new because I'm like, oh, this doesn't follow the exact plan. I think sometimes if you're too specific about those things, then you can stop yourself from having that spice and feeling excited about new things.
Right. So, meaning of life, spice of life, it's like, not to get too floating rock, but, like, it's a float, like, there's, what is it? It's not that deep, like I said. Life is just space to see what you can accomplish. And like I said before, be contradictory. Like, accomplishments to me are failures, milestones, like the minute details, multitudes, or contradictions of yourself. Like, all of those things are accomplishments, things that you do throughout your life that shape it, build it, add to the plot, whatever. Goals are the little blocks that can help you get to all those things or lead you naturally to all those things. So bigger goals like career, long-term milestones, things that deeply affect your life and can maybe form the, like, big picture titles of those different accomplishments in your life. And then there are fun goals, like hobbies that just stay hobbies, things that don't deeply affect your life or don't, you know, change or impact deeply who you are. So, like, I don't know, learning guitar for fun or, like, painting, hobbies that stay hobbies.
At the same time, I feel like that could be almost more who you are than, like, career accomplishments and stuff. Like, yeah, the fun things that you enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, that's, like, your identity. I don't know, I think this could be a whole nother episode, but, like, you shouldn't live, you know, people are like, oh, work throughout the week and then live on the weekends. Like, if you're in a job that you genuinely hate and can't find purpose in, like, find a new job, then quit. Like, I know it's not that easy, but you shouldn't have to, like, spend the majority of your life
doing something you don't enjoy
so that you can
enjoy it.
And that's not to say, like, don't do the hard things. Do the hard things, but, like,
it can be hard things and something that
you can enjoy the hard things. You, yeah, can enjoy, like, living on a tight budget. Like, is it difficult? Absolutely. Is it stressful? Absolutely. Are you doing it for a reason? Maybe to save money, or, you know, stay steady, or stay, like, surviving in your life. Like, you're doing it for a purpose, and that negates the, like, actual struggles of it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It kind of eases the blow, if you will. But if there's no bigger purpose or intention with what you're doing, and you're just absolutely not enjoying it, then you should find a way to maybe not do that. Anyway, so big goals, fun goals. Fun goals are, like, your hobbies. It could be getting really good at making coffee. Like, lots, I don't know, whatever.
It could be getting a lot of, in the park.
Yeah. The little things that don't, like, sway the trajectory of your life overarching, but still, like, it obviously has an impact. Either type, even if it's one of those big goals, like, if you zoom out, it's just adding points to your life. And I know it may be hard if you're in the moment to think of it like that, because you maybe have one track mind, or you only know what you know. In 10 years, you're going to know 10 times the things that you know now. Like, you can't even fathom that right now. You know what I mean? So even right now, maybe the goals that you have right now seem end-all be-all, and they are, because that's the phase of life that you're in, but in 10 years they won't, because that will be a completed phase of life, goal, segment of your life, plot of your life, if you will, and then you'll have more, and then you'll have more, and then you'll have more and more, and they're going to be completely different, and that's super cool. It adds spice to your life. Like, once again, it's not that deep. It's just fun. And of course, you could always say, like, goals give you purpose and meaning, but that's just the overarching. Like I said, like, it gives you purpose, it gives you meaning, it gives you definition of that segment of your life. When it gets to, like, overthinking pressure, I just want to close my ears. Like, that's too much for me.
Again, I think that stops you from even doing it.
Oh, absolutely.
Which, yeah, is why I think that
it stops, like, the vibe.
You absolutely should have goals, and I want to make it clear, like, this episode is so not us saying, like, yes, no, good, bad, black, white. It's us saying it's not black and white.
It's us, yeah.
And it shouldn't be. And I think that a huge part of being successful and making goal setting work towards you is not looking at not reaching a goal as a failure. You have to look at everything you do as a win instead of everything that you don't do as a loss, because that is what's going to make goal setting actually work in your favor and be beneficial. Because, like I said, even if you don't reach 100k by January 1st, you've still moved somewhere, and having that goal in mind and that long-term vision in mind helped you move forward in any way. Just as, like, if you have health goals and things like that, moving forward in any way is a win, even if you don't hit, like, a concrete milestone.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and, like, matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order. Or if you don't even move forward, like you still learned, like that is progress and moving forward, like that is purpose and meaning, and that's valuable.
Even failure per se is learning.
That's why I said accomplishments are, like, failures are under the accomplishment category, because genuinely only failure is one that you let be a failure, because you could fail 10 times over, doesn't matter if you keep going, like it only matters when you stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, because genuinely, what is the worst that could happen? Not, like, you'll figure it out. You learn from it, whatever. That's baseline. Like, we know this. But also goals. I want to talk about, so we just talked about how goals can be different and evolve and change and blah, 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 blah. But I want to talk about how they kind of don't. Naturally, a part of who you are and what you want, and I know Caroline brought this up in the beginning, your goals come to be because it has to do with something you want. What do you want? Those are like, what you want is a fundamental part of who you are.
It's like, comes from your values. It comes from your values. It's how you want your life to feel.
It's natural. Like, you know, even if you can't articulate it, maybe you know the vibe of what you want in your life, the person you want to be, what you want to do, what you're interested in. That's where your goals stem from. Because if they don't relate to that, then what's the point of having them? Like, genuinely, you won't have any interest in working towards them or completing them or putting any effort into goals if they're not what you want. So for me, I always talk about this, is like every year, you know, New Year's comes around, you're like, what do you want? And it's like, oh, I want literally the same things. Without putting specifics to it, you're like, gym, self-betterment vibes, like if we're talking about that, like, what is that? That's the same thing every year, whether it's, oh, I want to eat more vegetables. If the specific is like, I want to eat more vegetables, cook more meals for myself. Oh, I want to, you know, meet more people. I want to have better relationships. I want to go to the gym more consistently. I want to get stronger. Maybe that subset of the gym is, maybe every year you say you want to go to the gym, but this year you say you want to incorporate more running, or you want to lift more, or you want to go to Pilates, or you want to do this. That changes. The actual what you're doing, the like sub steps of it changes, but the overarching idea that you want to get stronger, stay healthy, do whatever, that's the same, and that's going to stay the same, and it has stayed the same, and it's not going to change because that's a part of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the goals come from. So even though maybe the steps, if you were to plan them out, that's going to look different, your goals really don't change, or a lot of them don't have to change, and they can stay the same for 10, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
My parents, they work out. My dad, spinning right now, that's his goal. He has goals in spinning. He puts a lot of effort into like biking more. 10 years ago, he ran a lot.
10 years before that,
he lifted a lot. Yeah. That doesn't change the fact that he's constantly interested in putting effort towards getting stronger, staying healthy, staying fit. Mm-hmm. Even though the trajectory of that may change, the actual motivations don't change. And that's the fundamental goal setting part of it. And that's why it doesn't really have to be that specific. It doesn't have to be that black and white, because it just comes from the vibe. It comes from your actual genuine intentions. And those aren't black and white, yes or no. Those are just the vibe. That's just who you are. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think Caroline in the beginning talked about the lifestyle she wants to live. And that's like where the goals are derived from, or where they're going, what their purpose are, the purpose of the goals. So like the lifestyle I live is a result of my goals, but also my goals are a result of the lifestyle I live and want to live. So why do I work out? Because I want to get stronger. I want to feel good. I want to look good. Why do I want that? Because the more I work out, the more goals I can set within that. And it's just a cycle of, you know, moving forward and adapting and changing and growing with those goals. It's all cycle. You can apply that to anything. You can apply that to the, like, learning guitar example. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to learn guitar as, like, your fun goal? If it's just a hobby that stays a hobby? Because music interests you. Fundamentally, like, you like music, and that's a creative outlet. Then, why do your goals continue to change and grow and get deeper? It's to strengthen that. You want more of a creative outlet. Yeah. You want more of that in your life. And it's just a cycle of your fundamental lifestyle and who you are creating the goals, and the goals, you know, strengthening that lifestyle. Just that's what it is. That's what you're doing. That's the vibe. That's who you are. That's naturally a part of how goals exist and why they exist.
Yeah, I'm thinking a lot as you're talking right now and kind of reflecting on it myself, and like kind of what that looks like for me, what that means for me, and how to connect it kind of to what I was saying in the beginning. And I think it's so true that these overarching goals really stem from our values and from fundamentally who we are. And that's why, like, I've said it so many times, and I feel like I felt this way my whole life, but it's like, I know that I want to feel successful. I know that I want to feel healthy. I know that I want to have good friendships and relationships in my life, but I don't need to know exactly in 10 years what that specific success is going to look like. I don't need to know exactly what healthy is going to look like for me in 10 years. I don't need to know exactly what my family and friends and all that are going to look like in 10 years. For me, it's kind of like taking it one step at a time. Like, what makes me feel successful right now? Or what is something that I'm striving towards that makes me feel successful right now? And it could be as simple as, I want to check off my to-do list and I want to get my homework done today. Or it could be like, right now I'm starting like an internship search for next spring. So right now, what would make me feel really successful and take that step forward is like going into internship interviews and getting a good job that I'm excited about and feels like a good position and something that would make me feel successful for that. And every time you have that kind of short-term thing that you're striving towards, it kind of just funnels into that larger vision of that thing you want to feel. It's like, how can I find success today? How can I find success this month? And it all funnels in and takes you one step higher, one step higher. But you're also finding like accomplishment and good feelings in it, in everything that it is. The same thing with health and fitness. You don't need to plan out your workout routine for the next year or what your goals are going to be for the next year. You don't need to decide right now, I'm going to do an Ironman in 3 years. You can look at like what makes me feel healthy right now. Sometimes that's having more strength and lifting more. Sometimes that's feeling like I have more endurance and running more. Sometimes feeling more healthy just means like finding more rest in your life and more free time.
Or something I think about a lot with that is the over planning, and I've done this a million times before, is like, if you're planning your workouts, plan, oh, this is going to be my leg day workout, and I'm going to do legs on Monday. And then this week I'm going to lift one plate, and then I'm going to add 10 pounds. Next week I'm going to add 10 pounds, and then next week I'm going to add 10 pounds. And then by this week, by 6 weeks out, oh, two plates, here we go. That sounds logical. It sounds like you can do it. It makes complete sense until you get there and you're like, oh, I'm a little bit tired today. Like, until it can't be completely linear. Mm-hmm. Until there are different external factors that go with that. But if maybe you plan out, this is the progression of my leg workout. These are the exercises that I'm going to do. This is the number of sets. This is the number of reps. This is the exertion that I want to use. And maybe on Monday, high exertion, you get two plates. And then maybe the next day, you can't do that. And that's okay. Because then in 2 weeks, you can do that. Maybe you can do that in a little bit more because that's what the waters are allowing for. You know what I mean? But then long term, even though you didn't go up by the same amount every day, mm-hmm. long term, you're going to get there. Same thing with running. If you plan out, oh, this week I'm going to run 4 miles, and then by next week I'll run 5, and then by the next week I'll run 6, and then next week I'll run 7. So in 4 weeks, you're going to be able to run 7 miles. Right now you can run 4. Sounds good. What if this week, crazy burst of energy, you run 6. The next week, you're doing 4 because you're low energy. Then the next week, you're up to 5. It's not following the same path, but then by week 4, oh, you're up to 7. Like, it can fluctuate and you can still get there mm-hmm. because you're adapting to the natural, like, what's going on. Mm-hmm. But if you overplan, then if you say, oh, in 2 weeks, I'm going to be able to run 6 miles. And you can't, then you'd be like, fuck, I suck. Like, I'm so bad. I can't do this. Like, I'm incapable of doing this. I should give up. And you give up, and then you don't know that by the fourth week, like, you can run 7 miles. You know what I mean? You don't allow for that to happen and trust that it's part of the process and that you will get there. Yeah. By over-planning, I think that happens a lot with fitness, especially if you can't get to a certain number tangible milestone by a certain date. You're done because it's black and white. It's yes or no. It's success. It's failure. And mm-hmm. then you failed. Mm-hmm. But no, you didn't, because had you allowed for fluctuation and maybe gone 1 week, you would have gotten there, and then it would have been considered a success. Yeah.
Or maybe you would have gone from 4 to 5. And if you told yourself that it had to be 7, you would see that as a failure instead of seeing, wait, I went from 4 to 5. I'm actually right. capable of more now. I've actually progressed. I'm actually able to do more now. So having a realistic plan, having a plan, having those little goals, so helpful, so necessary, but there needs to be room for flexibility and there needs to be room for intuition in life itself. And it can never be seen as a failure. Nothing is a failure. And the most important piece of that, or one of the most important pieces of that, is having that comfortable relationship with yourself and having, like, consistent check-ins with yourself, or feeling in tune with how you're feeling. Because when you do that, you allow yourself to flex and change. You allow yourself to understand, hey, like, my energy levels are so down today. It's okay if today I can't, like, achieve exactly what I had in mind. Or you tell yourself, hey, I know I'm not exactly, like, where I wanted to be right at this day, but look at everything that I've actually done, and I feel really great about that. Like, having a positive and comfortable dialogue with yourself is so important. And also having, like, an kind of honest look at actually where you're at and just having those check-ins. Like, when Catherine and I set a goal in this episode at the beginning of every week, that's us, like, reflecting on what was this last week like, highs and lows, and then what's just something casual that I want to focus on.
Right. Do I spend the entire week planning around it? Do I ever even think about it again? Honestly, no.
But it's something that just kind of keeps that dialogue with yourself and keeps you checked in with yourself. How you're feeling, what you want.
It's less of setting a goal and more of, like, realizing where maybe needs more effort and just, like, being aware of it. And I guess the more you do that, the more natural it becomes that, like, subconsciously you're just gonna adapt to that and then fix it. Like, yeah. Did I set in this goal, like, I want to go for a long walk? Did I write it down? I did. In the beginning of this episode, I said, my goal is to get a long walk in, like, put mm-hmm. effort into, like, intentionally doing that. Am I going to write it down and make a 5-step plan on how to do it? And, like, no. But I said that goal because I felt it. I felt that's where I was lacking, and I felt that's what I need to do. Am I going to think of it again in the concept of I set this as a goal that I need to achieve? No. But am I going to go for a long walk? Yes, because step one was acknowledging that I needed to do that. Step two, I guess, was setting the goal, and step three is accomplishing it. But the more you do it, the less you need step two, and the more you can just go from acknowledge, do, think less, do more.
Yeah, I got a new, like, daily planner recently, and there's a whole goal-setting page where it allows you to write goals and not necessarily have a deadline. It's, like, not even on the monthly. It's just kind of, like, a section in there in the beginning. And so I was writing down some goals, and I was really, like, it almost stresses me out when I go to, like, write down a goal and put it in concrete, because it almost brings about this fear of, like, what if I don't get there, then it feels like I failed.
And then you don't do it.
More so, I was just writing down the things that I want to see myself do and I want to see myself achieve, and then writing down, like, okay, what will it take to actually get there? And I didn't say, by this date I have to do this, and on this date I have to do this. It was just, I want to see myself achieving this or feeling this way, and to get there, I think that these are the things that I need to focus on, and these are the things that I need to be doing to see myself meet that. And that's just so much more of a comfortable thing for me. And, like, you can absolutely put numbers to it and things as well, but understand that that's not the end-all be-all. As long as you make some sort of strides to it.
Right, it's not the number, it's the thing, it's the
right. And vibe, a lot of the time, it's the actions, it's those little actions along the way that are actually the most important things. Like, if I have this overarching set goal, and then I'm writing down, okay, these are the things that I need to focus on to get there, like, those are the most important things. Like, if I'm like, I want to be able to run 5 miles straight in 2 months, okay, well, what does that mean? That means that probably I'm going to want to be running, like, twice a week now at, like, a reasonable pace at a reasonable distance so that I can get into the practice and in 2 months I can be there. That's the important thing, is the what are you going to do, you know, in the weeks and the things leading up to that so that you can actually have made progress towards the time that you want to get there, you know? Like, right. I feel like it's those little things and those little, like, focuses that matter the most. My goal right now is
to run. Like, I have a plan with my dad that in 6 months, like, we're going to do this race. And it's a long part of his long run. So right now I'm like, oh, I need to run. But am I saying, oh, this week I'm going to run 5 miles and this week, next week I'm going to run 6 and do that whole thing? No. I have 2 days a week that I know I'm going to go for a long run because that's what works and that's what I know works for me. Like, if it's scheduled, I'm going to do it. But what isn't scheduled is the pace, the time, the distance, the route.
Because that would be overwhelming.
Because that would be overwhelming, and I'm not going to stick to it, and I wouldn't do it. Because what if that day I'm tired and I can't go as fast? Maybe I can't go as far. But what I am doing is this is my long run day. And I know that last week, like, I haven't been tracking it or, like, actually putting in, like, intentionally tracking it, like, down to the second, like, with a watch. I just know, like, I have an app going on my phone and I can check it after and see what I did, but I don't have any expectations with it. Besides, I know that 2 weeks ago I ran for 30 minutes and it felt fast and it felt good, and then the next day I actually made it to 35, and then last week I made it to 40, and then 2 days ago at 45.
That's awesome.
And it's felt, and it, like, of feeling good, and, like, I know the time. But you know what I mean? It's naturally, I'm progressing. And maybe in 2 weeks, like, easy hour.
Or maybe in 2 weeks you have a day where, like, 30 minutes feels difficult, but you know that that's okay.
I know that's okay because maybe I'll take the 30 minutes. That's what I can do. That's what I'm good doing. Why would I push myself? Because in the past, I remember my, like, baseline, because the other day it was 45 and I was like, oh, I'm feeling so good, like, I could go forever. I could have done that, but then I knew that I would have been physically exhausted. I wouldn't have been able to make it to my workout tomorrow, and then I would have thrown myself off, and then next week I wouldn't have been able to get to the 50. Mm-hmm. And then maybe running an hour then would have put me back in the long run, even though, like, oh, I did complete that. Because one time I literally felt good running. It was a 4 mile run. I ended up doing like 12 or something. Mm-hmm. Because it just, like, felt good and happened. didn't work out for the next four days.
No, I'm gonna, I was gonna.
No, no, it was, thing. It was the worst. It was literally, and I was like, oh my god, I'm so good. 12 mile run, and then I did an hour lift. I don't know what drugs I was on, but like that felt good in the moment. I didn't work out for the next 3 days because I physically couldn't move, and that put me farther than I would have been had I just done a normal amount.
Right.
But now I think about that every time. I'm like, oh, this feels good. Like, I could keep going. Let's push it. Like, obviously push it, but don't like triple your workout. You know what I mean? Because I feel like that happens sometimes if things are just really flowing, really aligning.
Yeah.
Like, do the most, do what you can, but don't run a marathon and then do a lift and then expect to do it again tomorrow. Like, don't make that your new baseline because it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be able to move tomorrow.
So takeaways from this conversation. I kind of want to list mine and then you can list yours because they may be similar. They may be different. Your goals are so important to have in life, long term, short term. But where we go wrong is seeing them as black and white. Your goals should not seem forced in any way. Your goals should come intuitively from what you're actually drawn to in life and the way that you want your life to look like and feel. And sometimes it's better for your long-term goals to be more of a broad vision than to be specific, pinpointed long-term goals that don't allow for any flexibility on the path to get there. And you should never see not reaching a specific goal as a failure. Set goals and look at all of the progress made to get there and every step that you've taken as a win instead of looking at maybe not achieving that exact specific thing as a loss. And if you do achieve that specific thing, then really celebrate it as well, because everything that you're doing towards this and goal setting in general is to drive you forward and is to keep you conscious of the things you want out of life and to keep you conscious of showing up as the person you want to be in the life that you want to have and just moving yourself forward. And it should not be something that adds stress and pressure and kind of like debilitates you if you feel like you're not getting there. Every single step that you take, you should allow yourself to let that feel like a win.
My takeaways, number one, is because this is like how the episode came to be, is goals are there to add spice to your life. Sub point, supporting point. Goals shouldn't have so much pressure that it's almost paralyzing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that deep. You're just vibing. You're just living life. Do what you're going to do. Do it well. Do it to the best of your ability. Do what you want.
I just had a thought as well to add. I think that sometimes tasks, like specific tasks, have to have deadlines and stuff. I wouldn't put that in the like category of a goal. I would put that in like a task. Like I was thinking if you have college applications and you like legitimately have a deadline, you can't be like, oh, I'll just see what I get as progress. You know, like that is actually no, a like, task be, that has a deadline that you have to do. Be fucking for real. Like, be fucking for real with that.
Like I have a quiz
yeah.
in 10 minutes. Like that's not, my goal isn't, oh, I'm going to do my quiz. No, because I have to do the quiz. Right. My goal is overarching. I want to learn while I'm in school.
Exactly.
Part of what goes into completing that goal is completing this quiz.
So meet your deadlines with tasks.
So do but don't use this as an excuse to be like, oh, well, they told me I didn't have to. Don't show up to class and be like, oh, well, like Catherine said, I don't have to.
Because again, doing those hard things is important and you can enjoy those hard things. So, you know.
Welcome to the Double Take. You guys are new here. Double Take, little Q&A segment. Double take because sometimes we give alternate opinions and there's two of us, so you get two takes on one question. But people wrote in on the At Girls With Goals pod Instagram. If we're doing a double take, I'll put a question box up on there or one of our personal accounts, so make sure you're following those. But we'll just answer a couple here. Number one, what is your advice for setting achievable goals? Don't put too much pressure on it. Don't overplan it. Know the direction you're heading in and maybe the end result, be okay with that evolving.
Yeah, be okay with it evolving. Be realistic with your goals so that you actually get excited about doing them. Because if you set a goal that is just unrealistic for yourself, it's gonna feel debilitating. Like, what's the word that you just used?
Paralyzing.
I keep saying debilitating. Yeah, paralyzing. Like, you're gonna feel paralyzed to even start if you know from the beginning that it's unrealistic for you. So make it realistic so that you're excited about actually showing up to work towards it.
Question number two, similar, but just says, I don't know how to set realistic goals.
How do you set realistic goals?
What does that mean? Realistic. Number one, sometimes I say I don't like the word realistic because sometimes it's used. When I think of the word realistic is like asking your parents to do something or like sharing something you want to do and someone being like, oh my God, be realistic. Like don't, like shooting down an idea. You can go for whatever you want. You can have ideas for whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
How you get there and being realistic and how you get there is not putting too much pressure on yourself. Like we said, like take all the advice from this episode. Having realistic goals kind of doesn't have to do with the end result. The realisticness happens on the way to getting there.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the subcategories you can take in smaller chunks, more attainable, achievable, like digestible little pieces, if you will. But don't dumb down your end result goals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When I say be realistic, I truly believe that you can do fucking anything that you want. Like you can do anything. No one in this world, like we're all in the same world. We all exist here and we can all create whatever we want to create and do whatever we want to do. The realistic part of it comes in where it's understanding that all good things can take time. Understanding that it's going to take work and it's going to take time and being realistic about like the milestones along the way of getting to that overall vision. All of your overall visions can come true. I'm saying be realistic with the timing of it and with what you're asking yourself in those short-term periods. Like realistic of what you're asking from yourself every day in order to get there. But your long-term vision, you can do that, no doubt.
Last double take question is, what if I don't know what my goals are? Okay. They'll come.
Don't
force
it. When
you have some, but like you don't need a goal. Surely you're doing something in your life. Like you can argue the goals, mm-hmm. but like don't force yourself to have a goal just because you feel like you need to have a goal. Oh, this is what we didn't talk about. Really quickly. Social media. It makes you feel like number one, you need to have a goal. One specific goal, if we're talking about like TikTok wellness lifestyle, like that girl, if you're in this space, like you know what I'm talking about. That is not the end all be all. I feel like it takes out any social media and like societal pressure nowadays takes out any variation or uniqueness of your lifestyle and your goals. And it makes you feel like you need to have this one specific, very niche, very detailed goal of who you want to be and how you want to live. Not the case. You can live that life and three others and you can contradict yourself 10 times over, like do whatever you want to do. Like you do not have to do that. I say that and then I am that. But be self-aware. But also social media, you see other people living or sharing that they are living in this completed goal, that they are already at your end result. People who like share that they have the lifestyle that maybe you want. Who knows? Who's to say that they are there or that anyone can ever be there? Like, goals are always an evolution, work in progress, blah, blah, blah. But it makes you feel like you have to be there now and you have to be at one certain goal and you have to be there now and there's no time to get there. But, like, you have time. You have so much time. Take your time. You don't have to complete the goal the second you set it.
Maybe the reason that you're struggling to define what your goals are is because you're seeing or you're thinking that the goal has to be
because you're
black
forced.
Or white. You're thinking that you have to force a very specific goal. Instead, I would just start looking at how you visualize when you think of your happiest, healthiest, most successful looking life. What are the things that you visualize? What do you see with that? And kind of take it from there and know that it doesn't have to be black or white or concrete. Just start kind of visualizing what could make you happy and feel good.
You don't need to have goals just because you feel like you need to have goals. Like, you'll have goals eventually. New goals, more
but
goals.
But I think you do have goals is what I'm saying.
I think like, you do have goals, but I feel like the pressure is you feel it. Like you have to have a specific goal maybe, and you feel like you have to have these hardcore, like, black and white, like we said, goals. Anyway, another one because more questions are coming in as I'm, like, refreshing, but how do you accept or decide when goals change? The specific example is study. Do I study abroad? If it's going to delay my graduation by a semester. Study abroad.
Oh my God.
Like, there's no, like, literally study abroad. Who cares when you graduate?
No, because think about the long term of life. Like, zoom out of your life.
It's literally 6 months.
Right now.
It's quite literally 6 months. Right now, you're like, move on.
At this very small pinpoint of your life where 6 months feels like so much, zoom out. Zoom out. You're going to have so many different interests. You're going to have so many different careers. You're going to have so many different, if you are traveling, places that you go, places that you live, people that you see, relationships that you're in. Like, in your life, honestly, like, add something to it now anytime that you can. You have a long life and there's a lot of space to fill. If you have an opportunity and you want to take it, take it.
So, I mean, that's that. I feel like I could talk about this for a moment. But if you want to talk about this more, feel free to, like, DM us or write us a little message, whatever it is. We love hearing from you. But other than that, thank you for listening to us.
Follow the show wherever you listen, on Spotify, on Apple. Give us a rating and a review. We seriously appreciate that. And again, like Catherine mentioned in the beginning, follow the podcast on social media. The podcast has its own Instagram and TikTok at Girls With Goals Pod. And you can also find our personal accounts at Caroline Kanine and at Catherine Kanine.
Okay, bye.
See you next Monday.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.